Once again, we are back with our friends from Norway, both in terms of Norwegian performers and music this week. And we will celebrate three recordings again, coming back to some of the beautiful motets from the time of Charles V, another piece of organ work from the early Baroque era, and then that amazing recording called Siwan that we sampled last week, all on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. And for information about both Norwegian culture, but also about the many events that center on Norway and its culture in the United States, you can check out the website www.norway.org. As we noted last week, there's a recent recording by our friends, the Nordic Voices. This time around, it's called Regis Terre, music from the time of Charles V. And happily enough, the Regis Terre itself is a motet for the Feast of the Epiphany. So we will start with the complete motet. This is by Pierre de Manchicourt. Then we will turn to one of the beautiful O antiphons for Advent. This is Manchicourt's setting of the O Virgo Virginum. And then finally, the Agnus Dei from Manchicourt's very own Mass on the theme Regis Terre, again performances by the Nordic Voices.
Thank you.
The Nordic Voices, three pieces by Pierre de Montchicourt, Regis Terre for the Feast of the Epiphany, the beautiful O Antiphon O Virgo Virginum, and then the Agnus Dei from the Mass, Regis Terre. The Nordic Voices performing music from the time of Charles V this week here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, let's come back to a different Norwegian organist this week. This person's name is Terje Vinga, and he's performing here on the Kalif and Lertmann organ in Aal. He, on this disc, happens to feature some Bach, but he also features some of the beautiful French Baroque music of Nicolas de Grigny, who was born in Rennes in 1672 and died there as a relatively young man in 1703. The very famous settings of church hymns and antiphons are recorded magnificently in this performance. We're going to turn to two of them, and each appropriate for this season, the famous Marian hymn, Ave Maria Stella. And since we are in Advent, here is the Advent hymn, A Solis Ortis Cardine. Again, the performance is by Terje Vinga.
Thank you.
That is Terje Winge, the organ soloist, performing on the Kalif and Lertman organ in All. And we heard two pieces by Nicolas de Grigny for the Virgin Mary, the Ave Maria Stella, and for Advent, A Solis Ortus Cardine. This week here on Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Now, last week we began listening to this incredible recording that's new on ECM. It features John Balke, who was commissioned to create this project for the Oslo Club Cosmopoliti. And what he did is he dragged together the Norwegian Baroque soloists with the vocal stylings of Amina Alaoui. She's a specialist in the Al-Andalus period of Islamic Iberia from 730 to 1492, and he also brought together some other Middle Eastern soloists for this project. Now, we heard some of this last week. This week, we're going to turn to one grand and magnificent setting. This is a setting of the work of St. John of the Cross. This is the couplets written in the state of transcendental contemplation, and it is one of the great masterpieces of mystical contemplation and reunion with the divine. It is one of the grand pieces, of course, the Discalced Carmelites founded by John of the Cross. And in that city of Avila that gave us Teresa and the great composer Tomas Luis de Victoria, you have this man who was also very aware of the work going on in the Islamic world at the same time. He had read Ramon Llull's writings and the translation he'd done of Ibn al-Arabi. It's amazing to have all of this put together. The recording, once again, is called Siwan, which means in balance or equilibrium. Thank you.
عشي رائق منظره قصرناه على صرف الشمول وكأن الشمس في أثنائه ألصقت بالأرض خدان للنزول والسماء ترفع أديالا الربا ومحيى الجو كالسيف الثقيل حبدا منزلنا مغتبقا حيث لا ينظرنا غير الهديل وغصن منسني والدجى يشرب صهباء الأصيل والدجى يشرب صهباء الأصيل
Entré donde no supe y me quedé no sabiendo toda ciencia trascendiendo. No supe dónde entraba, pero ahí cuando me vi, sin saber dónde estaba,
grandes cosas entendí. No diré lo que sentí, que me quedé no sabiendo. Toda ciencia trascendiendo. De paz y de piedad era ciencia perfecta. En profunda soledad entendí vía recta, era cosa tan secreta que me quedé balbuciendo. Toda ciencia trascendió. Estaba tan embebido, tan absorto y ajenado, que se quedó mi sentido de todo sentir privado y el espíritu dotado de un entender no entendiendo. Toda ciencia trascendiendo. El que ahí llega de vero, de sí mismo desfallece. Cuanto sabía primero, mucho bajo le parece, y su ciencia tanto crece que se queda no sabiendo. Toda ciencia trascendiendo. Cuanto más alto se sube, tanto menos se entendía. Es la tenebrosa nube que a la noche esclarecía. Por eso, ¿quién la sabía? Queda siempre no sabiendo. Toda ciencia trascendiendo.
Este saber no sabiendo es de tan alto poder que los sabios arguyendo jamás pueden vencer, que no llega su saber. Al no entender, entendiendo toda ciencia trascendiendo. Es de tan alta excelencia a que este sumo saber. No hay facultad ni ciencia que le puedan emprender. Quien se supiere vencer con un saber no sabiendo, irá siempre trascendiendo. Si lo queréis oír, consiste esta suma ciencia en un subido sentir de la divina esencia. Es obra de su clemencia hacer quedar no entendiendo toda ciencia trascendió.
I came into the unknown and stayed there unknowing, rising beyond all science. Juan de la Cruz, St. John of the Cross. Wow. The recording is called Siwan, which means equilibrium. Again, John Balky is the mastermind of the whole thing. The Norwegian Baroque soloists and Amina Alawi are the performers, with some medieval and Arabo Andalus performers in all of this as well. It's an amazing mixture. It is new on ECM. I'm still getting my head around this amazing recording. But again, when you check out our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com, we'll give you all the information on how to find out more, because we do try to show you all the things that are going on in the field. And very special thanks to our friends at the Royal Norwegian Embassy. Again, for information about Norwegian events or Norwegian culture, you can always check out the website, www.norway.org. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond, and for Millennium of Music, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.